Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Hi, my name is Paul Redfield. I got a notification that I had won an iPad, and I filled out all the information, and then it said put in a valid email address. I put in two, and they said it's invalid. It's BS. You contacted me by the email that I received the notification. And I have two laptops with different emails. I put in one laptop and my cell phone laptop, or my cell phone email address, and it says invalid address. What's that all about?
Okay. You can provide me with your zip code, and I can see if an account did go through here listed.
32903.
You stated 329303?
No, 293-29303.
Okay, so it's not 329, it's just 29303?
No, it's 32903 is the zip code. 32903.
Okay, and your first and last name, sir?
Paul Redfield, REDFIELD.
Okay, one moment. Yes, sir. So I do see that no orders are here listed with the information that you're providing me with. So it did not successfully go through. And it's stating that your email address is invalid?
Yeah. That's ridiculous. I got notification on my phone, which is obviously a valid email address. And I provided that. I said it said invalid, so I provided one of my laptops, and they said that was invalid. That's ridiculous. So I'm not getting an iPad?
Yes, sir. So what's taking place as there are no orders here listed with the information that you're providing me with, it did not successfully go through. It could be a system error.
Obviously it didn't, because it says an invalid email. This seems more like a scam than anything else. Go, screw, this is ridiculous. I think I'll quit Verizon. This is bullshit.
Thank you for calling.